1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the jurors just seated this week in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has already been dismissed. The woman, identified as juror number two, told the judge she didn't know if she could remain impartial and said she had concerns about her identity after colleagues said she was worried her identity might have been compromised in press accounts. Police forces in six cities across four states all reporting 911 services were down overnight.
There is no centralized 911 system in the country. So it's going to be some time before we know exactly how many systems are affected, but it does seem to be that there are quite a few that are affected. We don't actually know if this is some sort of an attack, like what has been feared by law enforcement and intelligence officials.
ABC's Josh Margolin. A $100 million settlement in the works for the nearly 100 victims of former U.S. women's gymnastic team doctor Larry Nassar. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers wants the state Supreme Court to rule which branch of government decides how to spend state money. The governor sued after the Joint Finance Committee blocked several conservation projects his Department of Natural Resources approved. If Evers wins, it could upend Wisconsin's separation of powers. Justices heard arguments yesterday. Wisconsin's Attorney General says crime victims have more rights than ever. Josh Call points to sexual assault survivors in Wisconsin in particular.
Survivors are now empowered to find out what's happening with their sexual assault kit, where it is in the process, as that kit moves through the process.
But he says Wisconsin has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get for crime victims from Washington. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison's new city council president is a pioneer. Yanette Figueroa Cole is the first Latina to serve as Madison's council president. She was chosen as the new council was seated this week. Figueroa Cole says she was motivated to seek the post by her belief in continuity and in her confidence in herself to tackle complex issues. Figueroa Cole was vice president for the past year. She's been an alder since 2021. John Duncan was elected vice president. Summer in Madison can't be far away. 2,000 sunburst chairs are back on the Memorial Union Terrace. The Wisconsin Union opened the summer season with a party yesterday afternoon featuring Bucky Badger, free bratwurst and lemonade, and entertainment. Madison has been summering on the terrace since 1929. These days, it welcomes about 1 million people every year. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers head to St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will open a weekend series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. The crew with a dramatic 1-0 win at home yesterday over the Padres. NBA, the Bucks are off after holding another practice yesterday, preparing for Sunday night against the Pacers. After going 19-20 to finish the regular season, Doc Rivers was asked about his time so far as the head coach in Milwaukee.
Well, it's not been as nice as I thought we would win a lot more. And I'm not trying to play to the city, but I've enjoyed Milwaukee. You know, when you're in college, you're broke, you know, so you don't have a chance to go to restaurants. And now the alumni, and I hate to say this, but I'll say the alumni that are still living, when I was in school, I can now take them to dinner. So I've had a lot of thank you dinners. And then the basketball part, I just like the organization and the group of guys that we're coaching. They're grown people, and that's been fantastic.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers today. We'll see a high near 51. Tonight, clearing out, a low near 33. Winds pick up on your Friday. We'll have sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. West winds up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 50, near 60 with sun Sunday.
It's 48 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All I knew about the people like Trump who looked down on us were the people that haven't changed. They wouldn't welcome us in their homes and their clubs. Folks, where we come from matters. When I look at the economy, I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton, and that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. Where honesty and decency matter. Where faith matters. Where family is everything. Where we grew up, knowing in our homes that Wall Street didn't build this country, the middle class built this country, and unions built the middle class.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, why, that's where we're going next with Sexy Liberal. Philadelphia, you're up next, Fillmore Theater. Matthew tweets, I just purchased our meet and grope tickets. My husband and I can't wait to see you, or mostly Chris and Hal. Well, there's a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
This will be a gift for him, so don't grope him too hard. No guarantees. I'm going to do unmentionable things to the Rocky statue. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah. And the, well,
don't
and
touch the bell. Do not touch the bell.
Yeah, I think they frown upon touching the bell.
Yeah, well, they frown upon that.
Someone's going to crack my Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. That's what I tell you what. What?
Is that a sexual innuendo?
Yes, yes, it yes. was. It was not a good one. Get out of my house much. Just leave me alone.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
Or one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here. Dana's here.
Hi, hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Just
Hi.
A shout out. I just want to thank the Stepheads that came to the Fort Lauderdale show for my birthday and celebrated my birthday
Woo-hoo!
With me. So thank you for that, Stepheads.
Happy birthday and happy. And thank you, Barbara, for giving us the amazing gift of Dana Goldberg.
Oh, Hooray. Thank you. I will relay the message. There was definitely a touch and go there where she wasn't sure if she was going to keep me. So there's that.
No.
Oh, no, it's true. I could tell you my parents were separated and then my mom and dad had a night of passion in a mobile home park in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And whoops.
Wow.
Whoops, baby Dana. Wow.
Baby Dana. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I for one, want to say again, thank you, Barbara, for keeping
yes.
look at this little miracle. and now I'm going to blind you with science because I saved this for you. I know you will have no thoughts. Have you seen the headline, Dana? Have you seen the headline? New research helps explain why lesbians report more orgasms than straight women.
What could that be?
I think, you know what? I think that's a self-explanatory article there. Later in the show, I'll give an oral presentation.
What?
And you'll understand
what could be the X factor? What could it be? Oh, men. Maybe that's it. Research. Research. You've been doing your own research, haven't you? Research over the last decade has found lesbians have more orgasms than straight women. Questions remain as to why.
I know why.
Real.
Because men don't follow GPS anywhere. Okay, past research has found that men have more orgasms than women, creating what researchers have called the orgasm gap. Previous studies have also found that lesbians have orgasms at rates similar to men, which shows there's nothing inherently biological about the orgasm gap. Any thoughts?
They actually questioned, I think it was 100 lesbians, but no one had a request for comment to answer because you shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
Stephanie. Well, you know what, Dana Louise Goldberg.
Let's keep moving.
Just because I've led you down this path. The researchers.
Yeah, you actually set this whole thing up.
She did. So.
Yeah.
Like a big lazy softball, t-ball.
Yep.
We wanted to look into why that disparity between lesbian and heterosexual women exists so we could get a better understanding of why the orgasm gap exists in general. This story was made for you and me.
Okay. I would venture to say that men would also probably be much better with fellatio with other men than women are because they know how their partners
work. There you go.
Right. Thank you, Chris, for
how
that.
How do you know, Chris,
well, I
the
was
difference.
Saying until I...
I'm not going
saw
to
puppetry
start.
Of the penis. I didn't know how
they are.
I didn't know how firm a touch many men like. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. They do.
Yes.
Wow. Because you know, women, we like a little gentle. We like a little, you know.
Well, you start out gentle, touch. Then you get
wow.
Rougher.
We yeah.
wow. Is... This podcast took a turn. Okay. This radio show
it
is has nice.
Like a you know
morning.
Balloon animal frenzy that the dudes like. I don't know what. Pull it and tug it. And, okay. Anyway, Dana.
They're like, that's a chihuahua. Nope, yeah. That's a teacup poodle.
Okay. All right. That's what, you know, because a lot of men think, like, you just, you know, you're not really a lesbian. You just haven't seen theirs yet. And you're like, oh, I didn't know it came with, oh, yours comes with pinwheels and stuff. Okay, I didn't know. That's different. Okay.
Pinwheels are a turn.
I think even most women and gay men, maybe gay men not as much, but most straight women would agree it's not an attractive organ in general.
Well, neither is the hoo-ha.
Who likes balls? I mean,
it is beautiful, like a flower.
It's a flower.
Oh, like a beautiful
Georgia O'Keeffe,
Georgia
what she
O'Keeffe
was
orchid.
About.
How dare you, sir?
Curtains of
How
meat.
How dare you?
Oh. Curtains of meat.
It is
not curtains of meat.
Did you,
you
just
like
say
protein?
That?
You think you would like that?
God, where?
Wow, wait. Wow.
It's this a, is why you got
I
that
said,
award.
Now, when I made the Rocky reference, I'm picturing him in the meat.
We definitely
factory.
Lost some listeners in the
okay.
first 15
yeah,
minutes
so.
Of this 3 hour.
I've lost my own thread, Dana. Can I just say, you win Twitter on the, you wrote, I'll sing it, full chorus,
please.
Sleepy Dawn, what's that bronzer you have on? Could it be a darker orange from days gone by? And did I hear them say you were sleeping in court today? You can't make yourself look sadder if you tried.
That was lovely.
That
beautiful. Is beautiful.
You are a songwriter extraordinaire.
I actually have a very good knack for writing comedic songs that are spoofs, and everyone was like, you've been taking lessons from Rocky Mountain Mike, and I'm like, no,
no.
He's been taking lessons from me.
But, you know, I so many people have said it, but you were said every report on Trump said he was watching Fox News and tweeting all night and often didn't get to work during his presidency till 11 a.m. He's not changing his sleeping pattern, so he can't have 10 Diet Cokes in the courtroom. He's going to fall asleep every single day. This is what Noel Kastler told us. He didn't go
yeah.
to the Oval Office till noon because so this is what's so fantastic. He has to sit his happy ass there every day. And we're seeing, as I keep saying, the emperor finally, I think even the media say, has no clothes. He's just a sad,
it's
sleepy
amazing.
Old man.
And I love that he has to sit there while they question jurors because some of them are like, do you think you can be impartial? And they're like, I think so. And they're like, well, you tweeted last night that you think he should be locked up because he's a horrible human being and a POS. And like, he has to sit and listen to this entire thing. And then he's crying about not being able to dismiss them all. And he knew damn well that he only had 10 of those. His lawyers told him he only had 10 of those, but he makes it sound like, oh, we should have unlimited strikes.
It's just more disinformation. Exactly, Dana. He knows that. Everyone that's
yeah.
watched Law and Order once knows that. You get, but he tried to put out, like, I think you get unlimited. No.
No.
Okay.
He's also going to try and throw out jurors during the case. Watch.
Yeah.
It's just something. He's going to see something on their face and be like, I'd like to throw out juror number 6. And they're going to be like, sir, can you please wake up and sit down?
Oh, my God. Well, we were saying one of our fears came true already, Dana. We've lost 2 jurors. We had 7. We lost, but
yeah.
one said she's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what I'm afraid of, is any reasonable people that can be fair are too afraid for they and their family's lives, right?
Yeah, it is unfortunate. You know, this isn't just like any other case. I truly don't know how you find 18. So you've got the 12 and then the alternates. I don't know how you find 18 people that can be impartial in this case.
Yeah.
The only thing I can imagine is that, and this isn't fair, but someone's lying.
Yeah.
Like either someone's lying to get on the jury or someone's lying to get off the jury. But it's really hard for me to think that someone's like, yeah, I can be impartial with Donald Trump.
Well, you know, you said it too, though. They're the ones on their side that are trying to do the jury tampering already. You talked about Clay Travis's tweet about saying,
oh,
if you're
God.
A Trump supporter, lie to get on the jury. And you said, I can't believe this is still up after 3 hours. This is a crime, Clay. I mean, that's and this latest violation of the gag order, Dan, I don't know what you think's going to happen. He clearly, and he thinks he's been, like Chris said, too cute by half by going, oh, I didn't say it. I'm just retweeting.
Right.
What's his name? The Fox guy. But it clearly is juror intimidation.
I really do think something's going to come out of this as it continues. In this specific case, I do. There was one of the jurors that was dismissed, and she had talked about how you think he's larger than life because he's been blown up in the media. And she said, I was sitting there looking at him,
yeah.
And he is just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm. And there's like there's two dozen, you know, lunatic supporters outside. There's not like a, you know, whatever, all hell's breaking loose, the American people won't stand for it. I mean, this is, I keep saying it, Dana, but feels like the emperor has no clothes moment, and even the media is getting it, that he is just, a sad, sleepy, scared old man. That's just, you know, this whole, like, thing that's been built up around him to be afraid. He's just a clown. You retweeted your co-host, Allison Gill, who said Trump is mad. He can't attend the graduation of the son Melania was pregnant with when he cheated on her with a witness in his criminal trial. And you said, perfect tweet, no notes.
Nope.
I mean, the whole thing is just so absurd. And then, of course, it took seconds to come out that he hasn't gone to any of his kids' graduation. It's just
none.
And let's remember,
had he not delayed the trial, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been a conflict for him to miss his child's graduation because he's going to miss. I doubt he even knows what high school Barron goes to.
You said that. What's the over-under? Does he have any idea?
Come on.
What his birthday is, where he goes to high school.
Does he know his name?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. What did he say? His mother and I, we've been thinking about this for years. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure every night while Melania's cooking up a pot roast and she's... Would you please put the last log on the fire so we can talk about Baron Scholastic Achievement?
Money.
Please.
Baron Scholastic Achievements.
Yeah, right.
You know, that came from Melania because I don't think Trump knows that word.
Our friend Santiago Mayer, who was just on, said the same thing. He said, I was going to say Fox News wouldn't shut up if Joe Biden fell asleep at his trial, but Joe Biden doesn't have a trial because he's not a criminal. I mean, there's that, but also he's blowing his whole Sleepy Joe thing. When, you know, if you watch the State of the Union, if you watched President Biden's speech yesterday, if you see a press conference, you're like, he didn't look sleepy to me. Donald Trump is, I mean, oh my God, even the courtroom sketches are fantastic with his mouth. I mean, it's almost like you can't write these campaign ads, right?
We know that usually when he accuses someone of something, it karma comes and it ends up happening. When he's like, oh, you know, Joe Biden thinks he's a tough guy. I'm the tough guy. And then something will happen, like a bald eagle will go after him and he'll scream like a little girl and run out of the room. Like, usually fate steps in.
Yeah.
And when you call him Sleepy Joe, chances are fate would step in and Donald Trump would fall asleep in front of the entire world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like someone said, when you're running a campaign against Sleepy Joe, you have one job. Don't fall asleep.
Stay awake.
That's all you got to do.
Right. Yeah, I mean, everyone's like, I think you're taking this anti-woke thing a little too far. Just a little too far.
And you also retweeted Allison, who said, new Mershon rules that Karen McDougal's story is admissible. McDougal had a years-long affair with Trump, and her story was part of the catch-and-kill scheme orchestrated by Trump. And you just said, this is huge, and trust me, that's not what she said. I mean, you forget the scope of this whole story,
right?
Between the National Enquirer and Karen McDougal, and you know. By the way, that was my. I was saying she is hot, and what are any of these women thinking? Is what I want to know.
That's what I was like. They did not get paid nearly enough. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that you know, I think, I don't know if you saw Rachel Maddow Monday, but she just did, I mean, oh, just this whole, and now Bill Barr is opening this big yap saying he's going to vote for Trump anyway.
Yep.
After trying to, you know, rehabilitate his image. The whole reason this trial, you know, is happening is because Barr tried to, you know, because when he says, oh, why didn't they prosecute this? Because of Bill Barr. Bill Barr belongs in prison.
Well, I also, and maybe I'm misremembering this, but doesn't Barr's dad have some connection to Epstein?
Yes.
Like, I feel like whenever Barr comes out and is like, this guy's horrible, I'm not supporting him, they come out with this folder and go, do you want this to go public? And he's like, never mind, I'm totally voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally all these guys that are saying he's a clear and present danger to the entire world. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote. I mean, it's insane. All right, we have so much more to cover. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Coziness and Earth.
And Earth.
Yes, Cozy Earth.
Well,
listen, it's almost Mommy's Day. You know what Barbara would like? Barbara Goldberg would certainly like some Cozy Earth sheets or
pillows.
That's actually probably true.
Or the plush bath towels. Oh, they have waffle or plush. I prefer the plush ones, but they're all fantastic.
Yes,
they have fantastic colors.
And they're sustainable.
Made from viscose from bamboo. They're temperature regulating. They are so luxurious. Sure, brunch is great, but then it's done and it's over and you never, right? Give mommy at Cozy Earth, I'm just saying. Give her the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, the promo code is Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Get your face up in it. Type in the code Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
Whatever,
this is.
Bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
No, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Ah, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dana Goldberg's here. All right, we were talking about Bill Barr, who I've said before this, Dana, it's just despicable that they put him on to talk about how guilty Trump is. You know, when we know this whole history of how he helped, everything he helped Trump get away with, and how he, you know, pursued Trump's enemies and let his friends off, and Manafort, what do you call it, Stone, mm-hmm. Flynn, all that, this yeah. whole history. But yeah, here's Bill Barr now, to your point. Yeah. Bill Barr says he...
Well, I've said all along, you know, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country. And in my mind, that's I will vote the Republican ticket.
You will.
I will support the Republican ticket. I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda.
He is such a POS. One more.
And while Trump, and I said, Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion.
What? Why? Oh, my God. Dana, and I'm so sick of this whole, like, oh, well, you know, the lesser of two evils. Joe Biden is not evil. Donald Trump, I mean, I always go to this sound clip of Lindsey Graham back when he was Lindsey Graham. Just...
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. Because what's not to like?
He and I, the part I was looking for was he had said there's not a God never made a better human than Joe Biden. He said a better man. I mean,
yeah. Well, we also know how fast that man flips because he also said we would, you know, if we elect Donald Trump and it destroys us, we deserve it. Like,
yeah,
whatever happened to Lindsey Graham, whatever he's compromised with, it's really unfortunate because he looks like his spine was literally taking out of his body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But I mean, that's that whole thing where he's in the driving in the car and he just said there's not a you know
yeah.
God's never made a better man than Joe Biden. I mean, it's just it drives me crazy, the lesser of two evils. Donald Trump evil, Joe Biden one of the best men we've ever had in this office. I'm sorry. Go
Absolutely
ahead.
And I'm sorry too, but people should start using Lindsey Graham's words in ads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When people are like, oh, the lesser of two evils, let Lindsey Graham, let them hear one of their own quote unquote come on and be like, I've never met a better man. If you can't see that, there's something wrong with, like,
yeah.
that would be a perfect ad that they should play on
Thank
loop
you.
Until November's election.
Yeah, I said the same thing, Dana. You're absolutely right. Victoria tweets, we really don't talk enough about how Trump tried to get Pence killed, and the only person who tried to save him was Pelosi. I mean, you know, it's just this whole thing. I'm speaking of stuff that, I guess that was that the thing that was too much for Bill Barr, but he'd still vote for someone he knows tried to overthrow the United States government. I mean, it's, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's blackmail right there. He's a horrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the one, the reason why this case in New York didn't happen sooner. He's the one that killed it, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, these, just because Jody wants my head to explode, just
Sorry.
These voters that are still going to vote for
I
Donald
apologize.
Trump, like Bill Barr. Hold on.
What is your feeling today about Donald Trump's moral character?
It's terrible. I can't get much lower than it is.
Right. These are still people that said they're still... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He continues to make crazy comments about being a dictator's first day and repercussions against people who he feels have wronged him.
Okay. Uh-huh.
If Donald Trump is found guilty of one of these crimes, whether it's in this trial happening right now or one of the trials happening in the future, do you think he's fit to be president of the United States?
I don't think he's fit, but I'm voting for him.
I just have to hope that that's a vanishingly small number of people. We will get Dana's reaction to that next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the jurors just seated this week in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has already been dismissed. The woman identified as juror number two told the judge she didn't know if she could remain impartial and said she had concerns about her identity after colleagues said she was worried her identity might have been compromised in press accounts. Police forces in six cities across four states all reporting 911 services were down overnight.
There is no centralized 911 system in the country. So it's going to be some time before we know exactly how many systems are affected, but it does seem to be that there are quite a few that are affected. We don't actually know if this is some sort of an attack, like what has been feared by law enforcement and intelligence officials.
ABC's Josh Margolin. A $100 million settlement in the works for the nearly 100 victims of former U.S. women's gymnastic team doctor Larry Nassar. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin leads the first Marquette University Law School poll since Republican Eric Hovde entered the race. The Democratic incumbent leads among registered voters 52% to 47%, while the race is tied among likely voters. Baldwin's favorability is 47%. Hovde's favorability is just 19%. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Kronenberger-Andandre is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Time magazine came out with its list of the most 100 influential people in the world, and the entertainment world is well represented. Deadline reports that Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and several other celebs without middle initials, including Sofia Coppola, Coleman Domingo, America Ferrara, Maya Rudolph, and Jeffrey Wright, are also on the list representing the biz. There will be a big soiree celebrating the issue in New York City April 25th, and it will air May 12th on ABC. If you like the film Crazy Rich Asians, as so many people did, you'll have the opportunity to catch a live version. The film is being turned into a Broadway musical that will be directed by Wicked director John Chu. Chu directed the 2018 film and will make his Broadway directorial debut with the show. He is currently in post-production on the Wicked film that will have two parts. First chapter hits theaters this November. The Crazy Rich Asians musical is in the early stages of development. The 2018 feature film grossed $175 million at the U.S. box office. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spotty sprinkles and some scattered showers are possible as highs try to scrape 50 degrees. Winds become feisty tonight as clouds begin to clear, and temperatures may drop to the freezing mark with a frost possible by morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems. problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Next time on the show, our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach, author, columnist, and Renaissance man, discusses what's new on the lake and whatever else is on his mind.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Dana, so your reaction to people, I mean, because we just were saying the same as Bill Barr or John Bolton, saying clear and present danger, international security, national security threat, blah, 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 end of civilization. Are you going to vote for him? Yeah.
It's a brainwashed cult. Everyone on the Republican Party has Stockholm Syndrome. The door's open. You can leave.
Yeah.
Like, they're so afraid of the repercussions from this guy. Meanwhile, he's starting a pyramid scheme with down ballot people where he's like, I want 5% of you, whatever you bring in, and I'll talk, the Godfather will speak, you know, well of you. It's just crazy.
And, you know, this I keep saying the whole, you know, both, you know, lesser of two evils, blah, 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 and, you know, quoting Lindsey Graham about, you know, that God's never made a better man than Joe Biden. But it's just, I'm also sick of, like, you know, rich, white, privileged people going, oh, it'll be fine either way. No, a lot of us will not be fine. It's so interesting. What just popped up on my iPhone from HuffPost, it says there's a scary reality unfolding for transgender people in Florida, and it's just a microcosm of the nightmare that could unfold if Trump wins. You got into a Twitter thing with, I don't know who this is, Kristen someone. If God made you a male, that's not a mistake. If God made you a female, that's not a mistake. Saying any different is insulting a perfect creator. Read your word. And you said, you're so brilliant. You said, God made you a brunette, yet you're now a blonde. God gave you bad vision, yet you fixed it with glasses. God gave you crooked teeth, yet you straightened them with braces. Trans people change the outside to match the inside, just like you do. Sit down. You just said, please sit down, Kristen.
It's just mind-blowing to me. Like, also, there's this fallacy that apparently they think there's, like, genital mutilation. That's not happening to trans kids. Sometimes it's just allowing your child to dress like the gender they happen to feel more comfortable. It's like, it can be as simple as getting a haircut and changing your name.
Yeah.
That's why this has taken, it caught fire in this country. They tried to do it before with the bathroom bills with Michelle Duggar down in Arkansas when she was, you know, whatever, 185 kids and counting or whatever they're doing in that family. And it didn't catch. After marriage equality, they're like, let's try it again, but let's use girls' sports. And all of a sudden, everyone was like, oh, no, they're coming after our girls. And it stuck. There's no present danger. More Republicans have been arrested in bathrooms than any trans people in this entire country. Like,
it's just
infuriating. And now to try and fight it when this fire has caught all over. Now they're creating false documents about science with trans healthcare using AI-generated children.
Oh, my God. Chris, as if you could get gayer. She brought up Michelle Duggar and her 17,000 kids. Like, that's a whole hot dog down a hallway down there.
Oh, woo! It's like a wizard sleeve. Here's a baby and another baby and another baby.
Everybody's freaking out. You know, so the latest right-wing freakout is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's child has come out as trans. And it's just, here's the thing I've never gotten, Dana. What's it to you? What business is it of yours, and how does it harm you? Like, sorry, go ahead.
In any way, shape, or form. It was really funny because I posted that, what you just read, that tweet was shared by a page called Lizzie DeLezzi, which has like a billion followers on Facebook. And so I commented, you know, love you, Lizzie. And someone was like, why are we letting people who tell jokes for a living even comment on social commentary like this? And why are we taking them seriously? And I went and looked at his profile. I was like, hey, John, you studied engineering at a Hobunk college and I don't know where. So why should we be taking you seriously? He's like, well, I also studied studied psychology to a very high level. And I was like, okay, so you have no background in any sort of medical treatment for trans kids, support for trans kids, science at all. This conversation's done. Like, I'm not going to listen to
you
anymore.
And by the way, we were saying someone, you know, one of our listeners just said they only get their news from comedians now. I'm sorry, but comedians are actually doing a better job than the mainstream media on calling out Trump and, you know. Anyway, you retweeted breaking later today, Tommy Tuberville will introduce the Virginia Abortion Transparency Act of 2024. His bill will require the Department of Veteran Affairs to report to Congress anytime it performs an abortion. And you just said this guy. Actually, don't, because Lord knows he won't let you get an abortion if you need one. But I mean, again, the whole thing is that we keep talking about this is the small government party. They're just all up in everybody's business and everybody's bodies, right?
Absolutely they are. And it all goes down to misogyny. They want to control women. And they either want to control cis women or trans women, because you never hear them talking about trans men when it comes to the transgender issue. They are only talking about trans women. It just translates to misogyny. They want to control women no matter how they identify.
I know, we were talking about, that's another one, the trans women in sports. Yeah. In some cases, it involves one person in a state. It's just, you know, these are such non-issues. But let's go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, one of the cases that just happened in West Virginia is this very sweet young girl, Pepper. And she, it's funny, I met her at the Lambda Legal Gala in New York that I hosted last year. It was her case that went to the Supreme Court in West Virginia, I believe it was. And they just actually said that she was allowed to run. The craziest thing and the best thing about this young girl is she's like, I'm a really crappy runner. I'm not very fast. I'm not going to win any races. I just want to participate with my peers.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to support the sport 2 days in a row, because I didn't know what this whole thing was about when Carlos sported the sport yesterday, but Dana will know because, you know, Les. Caitlin Clark. I knew who she was.
Right?
Yes.
It's amazing. But I have to say, I disagree. I don't know. I got some of Carlos's points, but now that I know the details, so college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark is set to soar to new heights in the WNBA, but her rookie contract means she will pocket a fraction of the millions her male counterparts have made on the court. I think Carlos's point is like, well, if a lot more people watch men, then that's my... More people watched the women in
same
with college.
Soccer.
Right,
same
and same with soccer.
Talking about ticket sales,
by over 5 million viewers.
Right.
It's not like it was
right.
two or three people.
Right. Right. Right, but anyway, Clark, University of Iowa legend, has already made history as she's the overall top scorer in the NCAA. She sealed a contract with the Indiana Fever. She was the number one draft pick. I was astounded. She's going to earn $338,000 over 4 years. That's like $76,000 for the first year or whatever. You know, it goes up to $97,000. So the number one pick in last year's NBA, of course, got $55 million. Like, that's not just disparity, right?
Right. There's other things that, you know, and it infuriates me when people are like, oh, well, she's going to make millions of dollars with sponsorships. She
That's
should
what
not
Carlos
have
said.
To have a second job
yes.
in order to balance that out. The
yeah.
other thing is the Instagram followers for the Indiana team, I think, quadrupled. The
yeah.
tickets tripled in price. All of those
yeah.
things that created from her frenzy, those have value, and
right.
she should be compensated as such.
Right. Well, that I mean,
yeah.
and that's what I didn't know these details when I was talking to Carlos yesterday. I didn't sort of, but I was like, he makes $55 million, and she makes $75,000 a year. Like, it's so.
Someone actually tweeted today: Babe Ruth's contract in 1930 was $80,000.
Wow.
1930. Caitlin Clark's contract is lower than that. In 2024.
Yeah, Hoda on the Today Show said they've already sold out games. She had the mm-hmm. highest rating. Her teams in the Final Four had the highest ratings, higher than the World Series,
yep.
higher than the NBA. So I was like, what's she going to get paid? Because finally you can get a real paycheck. Then I saw it and I was like, this can't be right.
Right. So this is what I will say. There was if I could take just a minute, there was there was progression with the women's U.S. national team, the soccer team,
mm-hmm.
that they had to sue the federation
right.
and say, we deserve equal pay to the men. We're bringing in the same fans. People are watching. In fact, we're bringing in more. We're winning World Cups. The men had only got to third place. Like, there was a lot of conversation during around that, and they won. So basically, they just got one of their biggest contracts with television to air the games, which brings in sponsorship money, which helps funnels it down. This is starting with the WNBA now, and Caitlin Clark is a catalyst for this. So unfortunately, she may not see and reap the rewards of the work she's done now, but she has started a butterfly effect that they are airing. I think it's like two-thirds of the Indiana games when they hadn't before. They're on television. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they're getting contracts so that the WNBA games are actually going to be aired. This is going to start a flood that, unfortunately, players 10 years from now are probably going to be getting paid a lot more because of what Caitlin has done today.
We got invited to a Spark. Did you see that?
We got invited to some sports.
A Sparks game.
But it's at...
Night.
Yes.
Tonight.
It was the Las Vegas Aces versus.
Yes. I would love to go.
The Aces are the ones who invited us.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Aces.
Okay. Well, you really should go because the Aces are the. They have a chance to three-peat if they actually win the national title
I'm
again.
Dying to go.
I think three.
Would love to go. Would love to go.
You know what? If I were president, I'd just make everything during the day.
Okay. Okay, you know what? When's the date? Because if you're not going to be here, give me the tickets.
Anyway, I agree. A couple of people on Twitter. To the people saying it doesn't matter what Caitlin Clark's salary is because she'll be making millions through endorsement, it actually does matter.
It does.
Another said, presumably she'll make bank on endorsement, but Caitlin Clark's WNBA salary is less than that of a union nurse, teacher, or cop. I mean, it's just the, you know, again, disparity's not even the word for that. $55 million to, you know. Because, you know, it is a lot of wear and tear. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of, you know, physically.
It's a lot. I do believe, though, that
their careers are short.
Change. I do believe it's beginning a change. She has broken countless records, and I think she is going to be the catalyst for change within the WNBA and what these players are paid. You know, Brittany Griner wasn't hanging out in Russia because she thought it was fun. She was playing over there because she was actually getting paid a lot more money.
That's a really good point. Ron in Sacramento would like to get back to orgasms.
All right.
And who wouldn't, really? Oh, hi, Ron.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
First, Mama, let me compliment the show, Pony. His Instagram page is like visual Viagra.
Yes.
I love what Chris posts.
Oh.
And
He's just eye candy.
Yeah, I'm just set decoration.
Yeah, he's Jody's the workhorse.
And as far as the orgasms, I think what it is, I think most men approach the lady parts like a Rubik's Cube. They're fascinated by it. They'll give a couple of twists and turns.
Yeah.
And then they get bored because they can't solve it. They put it up. With lesbians, they'll work on it day and night. They'll put it in the glove box or the U-Haul. They'll work on that thing till they solve
it. Yes. You remember my lesbian eye injury because I'm what, Jody? I am an athletic and enthusiastic lover.
Yes,
and I almost, you know, my own eye out.
Yes, you did. So thank you for taking my call.
All right. No, thank you. Oh, yeah, no.
And twist and turn it and see what happens down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Chris.
I think maybe we can start with that. Might be the problem is the twisting and turning part. Maybe you should compare it to not a Rubik's Cube and maybe something a little bit different. Like, you know.
Ron is exhibit A in why lesbians have more orgasms than straight women. And also, Chris just visually demonstrated his gayness by doing this on camera.
Oh, dear.
This is him in a vagina. Okay.
Isn't that what you do?
No.
Oh.
No, you do not.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Dana, good God. We have a lot of work to do.
Chris, it's okay. If it was me and I'd be like a baby elephant if I woke up with a penis. I would just be swinging this thing around going, how does this work?
Well, it works.
Batting at the balls.
What
like,
do you do with
just
it?
Just like a baby elephant trying to figure out how to control its trunk. Right. That's what I'd be doing all weekend.
It's like if men had boobs. They just stay home and play with their boobs all day.
Oh, yeah. Gay men are more obsessed with my boobs than lesbians.
Same.
Gay men love a good rack.
True. Yeah,
we do.
True. Yeah. Used to see my former Triple D producers all the time, and she used to say, okay, and she pressed them up against the glass in the studio.
Yeah. They were large.
All right, well, we're...
Oh, Billy.
We are ending this hour where we began.
Yes, we are. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Yeah, that's a lot of filth I got to power through every morning.
Well,
yeah, so, you know.
It's worse on the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Oof, lordy. Okay, yeah, I'm 11 billion years old. I've been doing Sexy Liberal Tour since vaudeville.
You have.
I've got...
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Okay. That's how I start my act.
Yeah.
My act. Even that I call it an act.
And then you get a hook.
Yeah, and then I get a big hook. Okay. What did someone in the review yesterday? Mama as a comedian. Boy, was that dress short. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm eye candy. You know, well, I'm not as much eye candy as, you know, Hal and John and Branchlin, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is, I need energy.
Yeah.
Morning Kick has 10 supplements in one. I'm telling you, it's been a game changer. My performance is, I can feel it on my bicycle. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my bike club is telling me how much better I'm doing.
Yeah.
Faster I'm going, I'm keeping up, I'm doing better on hills. I'm telling you, haven't changed anything. My diet, my training, Morning Kick, amazing. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. I just like saying it. Okay, anti-aging supplements, superfoods for my muscles and joints. It will enhance your overall well-being and give you that boost of energy you've been looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I'm 100 years old.
There are so many dog food brands out there, right? It can be hard to cut through the noise, figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Moaning Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lar. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, Then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus to lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially
Stephanie Miller.
Dana, I forgot to tell you about the Bieber explosion that happened upstairs this morning. Fill in your own lesbian joke here, but Bonnie and Clyde, they have all kinds. How many toys do they have? Like 11
so
billion?
Many.
Yeah.
So many.
They, and for some reason, they only took Bieber's out. It's all been given to me by listeners. There were three different Biebers strewn about my living room and kitchen. Okay. I was just waiting for you to fill in a lesbian joke. Fine. Okay. Fine.
I would have if everything had come through the microphone.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear?
All I saw was your Biebers. They're very nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just had them stuffed.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Steph, right. I want to say one more thing about the sports thing before we move on. Can
yes.
I do that?
Yes.
It's just to put things into perspective because one of the listeners helped me with this. The NBA has been building its empire over 75 years.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people were watching even before they got these really fun stars to watch like Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. So Larry Bird and that generation of players, they came in and they were exciting and they were amazing to watch and people started really paying attention.
Right.
NBA, I do believe Caitlin Clark is the catalyst for that to start to shift in the WNBA.
Yeah.
But
good.
That's it.
All right.
She,
she's the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the
NBA. Yes. Like,
yep.
That's what I used to say every time I did my hook shot. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, that hook shot. Boom.
Yeah, Mike hook shot. Oof, Dana knows. Okay, Virginia writes, Steph, I'm so excited you're coming to the Q. I didn't know they called it the Q.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Wow. Very exciting.
The 505, the Q.
Yeah, everything awesome comes from the queue, like Dana Goldberg.
Yep.
Saw you last time when you had our now governor as a guest on panel. Yes, we did. Sexy liberal. You know what? We made Nancy Pelosi speaker. We also made Michelle Lujan Griffin governor.
Christian.
I hope. Hmm? Yeah, we're getting in Valerie Plame, super spy, will be our guest this time in
That's
Albuquerque.
Right.
Very exciting. Wanted to give you a heads up. The Breaking Bad statue at the Civic Center featuring Walt. He can't keep getting away with it. Jesse, check it out. Can't wait. Virginia. Oh, I can desecrate that
yes,
the Breaking Bad statue in Albuquerque.
You can get your genetic material on that, too.
After I desecrate the Rocky statue
in
Philadelphia in a couple of weeks. All right, Dana.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Sue in Rockville wants to echo your thoughts on the trans issue. Hey, Sue.
Good morning. I'm actually calling on behalf of good old Dr. Peter because all these people who claim to have psychiatric knowledge or studied psychology, let me just say that Peter went to school for 12 years, college for 4 years, medical school for 4 years, psychiatric internship residency training for 5 years. He is triple boarded in adult, child, and adolescent psychiatry with an additional certification in addiction psychiatry. He has a 40-year career, and his comments about transgender people is, mind your own damn business.
Yeah, it's my stance on abortion.
People deserve to...
That's my stance on abortion, too. It's none of your business.
Yes.
It's all the reasons. Right.
Just if it's not like, first of all, people deserve to live authentic lives. And only they understand what is authentic for them. And it doesn't impact you. So just go find someone else to obsess about. Leave people alone. It's enough of a struggle to get through the day.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Liberals and all their fancy book learning, Dana. Whatever.
I know.
This
How dare you?
And that degree. Whatever. All right. Seth, the homo of hope. You're on with Dana. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homo, shomo, chomo, and Dana, who's always on the gomo. So a couple of, I have to make a correction, Dana, to something you said. I'm sorry. But earlier you were talking about how you were wondering how Lindsey Graham flips. I don't believe Lindsey Graham flips.
No,
there is
flips.
Nothing versatile about him.
No. Okay. He's pretty much always in the bottom position, so to speak. Yeah. All right. Oh, gosh. We ran out of time for more filth. But DG Comedy is her handle.
That's right.
Daily Beans is the podcast with the equally fabulous Al. I know. Allison Gill from Mueller. She wrote. We love you, Dana Goldberg.
Love you all.
Thank you, Q. Thank you, Barbara Goldberg, for producing Dana Goldberg. We love you.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.